The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Disease hit hard this year, huh?
Yeah. Mother Nature threw the kitchen sink at us. Tar spots, southern rust. We had everything.
I didn't know if my fungicide would hold, but Miravis Neo really came through. Even with that dry spell, our yield monitor did not disappoint.
Seriously?
Yep. And with results like this, I'm sticking with it.
No matter what next season brings, protect your ROI with Miravis Neo. Call your retailer to lock in your supply today. Always read and follow label instructions.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Disease hit hard this year, huh?
Yeah. Mother Nature threw the kitchen sink at us. Tar spots, southern rust. We had everything.
I didn't know if my fungicide would hold, but Miravis Neo really came through. Even with that dry spell, our yield monitor did not disappoint.
Seriously?
Yep. And with results like this, I'm sticking with it.
No matter what next season brings, protect your ROI with Miravis Neo. Call your retailer to lock in your supply today. Always read and follow label instructions.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with Wayne Seaton. Tell me more about some of the experiences that you had. You had mentioned Bali Rectory earlier. How did you come in contact with that?
Well, Bali Rectory is about a 30-minute drive from where I live. And obviously, as soon as I'd start my interest in the paranormal, Bali Rectory was always something that was in most of the published books in the UK anyway. And of course, I'm like, oh, wow, that's only up the road. That's not that far from here. I'd love to go there. I think it was 1954. The actual rectory building itself was had a serious fire, and the locals had decided enough was enough. It needs to be pulled down completely. Mm-hmm. Because it was too dangerous to leave standing. So they pulled it down. It was just the grounds. And that was probably the first location that I actually visited with a group of friends. And I, to this day, when I explain what happened to people, a lot of people think I was mad, that I was inventing the story. Mm-hmm. But when it's backed up by seven other people, all saying the same thing, they soon back down. They're like, ah, right, okay. We'd gone, as a group of friends, we'd parked down the road and we walked up to where the rectory used to be. And we'd heard all manner of stories, like if you walk around the outside perimeter of where the building used to be three times, the nun would come and take you away. And most of us we're like, nah, whatever. And quite a few of us had done this. We'd gone round three times and nothing had happened. And as we were heading back towards the cars, we were just about to come off the grounds and we head towards the churchyard. And we heard a scream. All of the group was there. There was nobody else in the immediate area. And we couldn't understand what this sound was. And it heard like a woman screaming. And it sounded like a woman screaming. And it was the fight or flight situation. No one wanted to go and see what it was. So one person started running. Everybody else followed suit. And all it was a fox. It was a fox howling or screaming.
Sure.
But everybody by this point had started running. And the lead person ran through the churchyard. So we followed suit. And before we actually went in there, I said to everybody, do not stand on the gravestones or the graves themselves. It's disrespectful. Give them some respect in death as they had in life. Don't stand on the graves. Of course, everybody's running. They're darting in between all the graves. My girlfriend at the time chose, no, I'm falling behind, so I'm going to catch up. And she ran right the way across all these graves. Next minute, I heard her scream, and she hit the floor. So I've run to her, picked her up. Oh, my ankle's burning. So I'm like, well, we're not hanging around. Everybody's gone back to the car.
Yeah.
So we've run back. We got to the cars. We've got in. She's sat in the passenger seat and she's taken her shoe and her sock off and she's gone, my ankle is burning. I said, you've probably just sprained it when you've run across the graves. She went, well, I tried not to, but I was falling behind. So I just thought I would run. She didn't care where she was running to. And of course, she lifted up a trouser leg and the four of us that were in the car all saw for what looked like a mass of red on one side of her ankle and a very thin sliver of red on the other side of her ankle. And over the course of half an hour, little gaps in the big red mass on her ankle started to have little normal skin lines in between. And when my friend took a picture of it, it looked like fingers. Something had grabbed her ankle as she ran over one of the gravestones. And then when we looked at it, we sort of put our hand around our ankles. We were doing the same thing. We were looking at our ankles, putting our hand around either side. And we're going, it's a hand. Something's grabbed her ankle. She's run across these graves.
Yeah.
And she went, that's it. She said, I'm not going back. And we've never been back since. And yet I would love to go back to the grounds there and actually do a proper investigation. But unfortunately now, I think I have heard on the grapevine that it's being redeveloped and being turned into homes. It's quite a shame, actually, because I would love to go back.
That's that's interesting in itself, and we can talk about that in a second. But I want to ask, you know, what is the history of Borley Rectory that makes it known as one of the most haunted places in England?
I think it was because the mystery that surrounds the place, I think, has mainly been because of the mysterious fires that have been there. And the fact that it was connected to the church.
Okay.
You know, it was where the minister used to reside. He used to live there. And it was Harry Price that investigated there after there being many reports of things that were going on there. And it was just the fact that it's been haunted since it was built. And then it was publicity that sort of pushed it more into the limelight, and it then became classed as Britain's most haunted house.
What do you think the source of it all, though, is? I mean, is there stories of anything? I mean, obviously it was the priest or minister's house. Is there stories of anything with the individuals who had resided there, or is it just kind of a mystery?
I would say it's more of a mystery because you get various different stories about what happened there. Mm-hmm. Regards to different things with, like, there's supposed to be the nun there, and if you walk around it three times backwards, she comes along and she takes your soul. Various other people that had died there, and I think a lot of the rumors within the local village have all turned around and said, you don't want to go in there because the ghost of so-and-so will come and get you, or mm-hmm. it's haunted by the ghost of so-and-so. But I think, if I can remember rightly, the actual paranormal events actually started there back in 1863. And it had been documented that locals had heard unexplained footsteps mm-hmm. in and around the area. And it went right the way through. And I don't know where the nun has come from, but the nun has been reported to have been seen there on a number of occasions from about 1900 onwards.
There would have been nuns there on the property at one point, correct? Like,
yes, so, there were. There were nuns there at one time, but there was quite a few people actually just died there. Mm-hmm. But they were all sort of ministers of the local church, and then until Harry Price came along and started to investigate it himself, not much sort of, you know, it all centered around the nun and a few of the other people that had previously died there, courtesy of the rumors that a lot of people had sure. sort of put the story out there. And then Harry Price came along and tried to sort of actually look into it. And then obviously the mysterious fires happened.
Yeah.
And they said that one of the investigations that was taken there, there was writing on the wall asking for help.
Yeah.
And one of them, and it was documented, I think, was around, I think it was about mid-1900s. I think it was something, a name of Marion was mentioned on the wall. It said, Marion, please help me get out. And straight after that, there was another fire. I think that was in 1938. If I'm right, yeah. I think it was about 1938 there was a big fire there.
Yes.
And then in 1954, they just said, that's it, it's got to come down. And as a result, obviously, various films have been made about the place, which sort of hit the public limelight. And the rumors of what done the damage.
Sure.
When you were, you get a film now, and they all swarm to the location.
When you were there, I mean, what sort of energy did the place have? Did it have a negative energy, a positive? Like, what did it feel like?
It felt very oppressive.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I've been good at with, and I think Joanne helps me with that. Mm-hmm. When I go to a location, I can tell whether there's energy there that's good or bad.
Yeah.
Or negative or positive, I should say. I wouldn't say good or bad. And Borley Rectory, I never felt comfortable with being there.
Yeah.
And I think that's one reason why I want to go back, because after all these years of going to various locations and working on various aspects of the paranormal, I would like to go back there and walk around before they turn it into houses and actually get a better feel for it this time round.
Sure.
But I don't think it's going to happen all that soon, to be honest.
Yeah, well, it's just an interesting thing, because I think a lot of us would assume, you know, this was, you know, it was a rectory. It was a place where there were nuns, there were priests. And, you know, if we're talking in their purest intent form, you know, that should not be a place of fear or negativity. That would be a happy place. Obviously, that's not always the case with churches, depending on what was going on behind the scenes. That's where I wonder, you know, why would a place like this have feelings like that unless, you know, something or someone brought those in? You know, although it could also be, you know, nothing to do with the individuals who lived or practiced there. I mean, it could have been after the fact and others, you know, bringing things in and using the property, you know, almost to denigrate the property.
Yeah, I think pretty much most of that property was related to the church ever since it was built.
So this idea that they're going to make a housing development on it, this just screams to me like it's the beginning of another horror movie.
Quite possibly, and there has been quite a few films sort of like TV shows.
Yeah.
That have been done. I mean, The Ghosts of Borley Rectory has been released. And there's various quite famous British actors in it. And I have seen the film, and it has been well written.
Yeah.
But again, because it's now rekindled mm-hmm. the myth behind Borley Rectory. And so, yet again, the village of Borley is now being inundated with people wanting to go and see the land. And every Halloween for the last 20-odd years, they've had to put fences around the area to stop people from going on the property to try and investigate it. And I personally think they should have welcomed the limelight as such rather than... Yeah. Holding everybody away.
Well, I don't know how well anyone's going to sell, you know, plots of land on the ground.
Well, I mean, obviously, with the rumor about the nun, I mean, you know, they say I walk around the foundations. Well, originally, while the building was still there, you would have done the same thing.
Sure.
But the building's not there anymore. So surely, if that still happens... Even though the building's not there, when they build these new houses, will it be the same situation? Will those houses that are right on top of where the rectory was, are they going to be haunted? Are they going to start seeing things going on in their homes?
I would say you'd have a very, very high probability, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah,
because then I can turn around and say, do you want me to come and investigate your house? I can return to Borley Rectory on my grounds then.
People will be, they'll be like, when they move into the house, look at all their mail and, you know, like, welcome to the neighborhood and go get your discounts over at that hardware store and this one or that. And also, like, the local ghost investigators, like, can we hang out at your house tonight? It's like, what? This isn't a
good opportunity to buy a haunted house.
Exactly. Yeah, oh my goodness. Wow. Well, that will be interesting to kind of follow if they do in fact go forward with a development on a piece of land like that. Very. Wow.
Yeah. I think it would be very difficult as well to sell the house. I mean, you know, you build say 20 houses on this plot of land.
Yeah.
There's not going to be many people that don't know the history of Borley Rectory. People that aren't even into the paranormal know about Borley Rectory.
And may still have a little bit of hesitation. You know, even if you're not, even if you don't believe, you're just like, there's just too much about this place where it's like, we have a phrase for it in the States, and I'm trying to think what they use in real estate, where it's, it's not like tainted, but it's, I can't think, but the word is, but it's something of that nature, where it's a house that, and it's typically just for homes that have had a murder or a death in it, that has to be disclosed. Ghosts, no, that doesn't have to be disclosed because, you know, it depends on your belief system. But it would be one of those things where I guess you'd have to have someone who just truly thinks it's all BS and doesn't care, is coming over there and has no clue of the history, not into the topic at all, and just goes, what a pretty development, I'd like a house here. And then they just kind of discover later on, oh my god, what did I just get?
And then they start putting the for sale signs up.
Yes.
We'll call the realtor in and get her to move us out somewhere else.
It's the setting for a new reality show. That wraps up part two of our conversation with Wayne. Big thank you to him for joining us and sharing his haunting experiences with us on today's program. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Disease hit hard this year, huh?
Yeah. Mother Nature threw the kitchen sink at us. Tar spots, southern rust. We had everything.
I didn't know if my fungicide would hold, but Miravis Neo really came through. Even with that dry spell, our yield monitor did not disappoint.
Seriously?
Yep, and with results like this, I'm sticking with it.
No matter what next season brings, protect your ROI with Miravis Neo. Call your retailer to lock in your supply today. Always read and follow label instructions.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details. Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.